The Lord be with you. Welcome to a reflection, not a sermon, on another prayer Sunday here at First Baptist Edmonton. This is a time where we step out of our comfort zone to gather in practice and give extra attention to a time of praying together. It's a bit different from the normal ways that we pray. In our service, week to week, you'll find prayers that have been tasked with specific duties. We are really intentional about these words. Each week, they are chosen with care and attention, the way Rose wrote the prayers of the people today. They are chosen with purpose for the part they play in the flow of the liturgy each week. Invocation, confession, thanksgiving, prayers of the people. And the writers who bring offerings of prayer for us each week really put their hearts into it, time after time. You could say that one of the strengths of our community and a part of our DNA in this place is our thoughtfulness and our attentiveness in the ways that we pray in our liturgy each week. We have quite a bit of practice at work like this. But today we take a step into the sort of prayer that doesn't get the benefit of careful writing and editing or time. And there's some risk in that moment. If you step into that space with another person, it's a little scary even to open up that part of your lives and share it with them. At FBC, our tradition offers a whole lot less practice at prayer like this. I know that some of you might now even be feeling a little bit vulnerable or nervous at the thought that this is how we're going to pray together today. Maybe even resistant. This is out of my comfort zone. I didn't sign up for this. And fair enough. If you don't wish to come and be prayed for, you can sit in the pew and reflect. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, I feel you. Partly because there's another whole layer to this. Since most of us could probably tell stories from our own religious background, which included an invitation to be prayed for, and it didn't feel like that person was careful or thoughtful or reflective in that moment with us. So in that spirit, may a day like today be a part of our healing journey. If we do that risky thing, though, and we step into that vulnerable space of prayer, what a gift it is to be in that moment with someone, to have them pray for you. Each of us carry with us the weight of our days in this world. We bring our troubles and our worries. We bring things we're celebrating and grateful for. We share the names of loved ones, people who are near to us. And in prayer like that, we lay bare a piece of ourselves. Friends, a big part of the gift that you offer a community like this is your willingness to show up again and again in your vulnerability and in our shared humanity. Frederick Buechner famously said, "According to Jesus, by far the most important thing about praying is that you keep at it." So let's keep at it. Let's press in. Let's take the risk together. Together we bring our prayers to our Creator. And so for the next little while, as music plays, you'll find four stations at each corner of the sanctuary. Evelyn and I will be there to pray for you, and so will Becky and Craig. We're not in a big rush, but just find us in one of those corners and share for us in that moment what it is that you want to bring to your Creator. And find an opportunity for someone to pray for you. And I can't guarantee that we will find the perfect wording. The people who are going to pray for you today are in that same risky space. But just know that our hearts are with you, And it is a gift to pray with you today. And so, we pray. Lord, hear our prayers.